Now, I'm forced by my hostess to go back and live my childhood again. And she asked me to read to you the first one of the first poems I ever wrote. And I would be happy to do this because, in a sense, it, especially for young writers in this room, it will give you the key to my life and my work. Let me see, where is it? Oh, that's going to be something. I had it marked down. Oh, here it is. Page 57. This, I believe that this is the second poem I ever wrote. And at, I was at that time a freshman, I believe, at Indiana University, where Stith Thompson was a professor of the Old English Ballad. I was too young to study with him, but I dreamed then that I would become an authority on the ballad, that I would go by mule's back through the Ozarks or through the Kentucky and Tennessee mountains, collecting variants of Barbara Allen and so forth. And I, this is my second poem, I believe, that I ever wrote. And I will read it to you because it shows you at least how I have lived, if not how I have written. Do you all hear me? All right? Good. It's called Ballad Loving, and I was about 17 when I wrote it. She was a ballad-loving woman who lived until she died, with a high lullaloo and a how low land, her sorry tears were dried. She watched the east, she watched the west, she watched the changing weather. With a high lullaloo and a how low land, she kept her heart together. She knew that day will follow night, that flowers bloom after snow. With a high lullaloo and a how low land, she knew what she could know. With a high lullaloo and a how low land and a link of dawn and a day, with singing words from long ago, she knew that life will stay. She was a ballad-loving woman who lived until she died. With a high lullaloo and a how low land, her sorry tears were dried.